Right, guys, welcome everybody to the Mess Mixologist. Today we've got a couple of guests in the studio. We've got Jessica and Kelly from Wilson Halligan. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves and then we're going to tell you a bit more about the show.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Wilson Halligan. I've been there for a couple of years now, look after the galley recruitment and the specialist interior desk. And before that, I spent about 5 years yachting.
Hi, I'm Jessica and I'm the office manager at Wilson Halligan. I don't actually come from the yachting industry, so it's all quite new to me. But yeah, I love working with everyone in the office. We're quite like a yachty team really, aren't we, Kelly?
Yeah.
So it's quite nice hearing all the stories. So yeah.
Perfect. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
We should probably clarify, Wilson Halligan are a specialist yacht recruitment company, and that's who you're working for. So I'm quite intrigued. Question to Kelly, yacht recruitment at the moment, what's the market like out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, this time of year anyway is always difficult. So we'd always say February, early March time is quite quiet because obviously, as you'll know, yachting is quite seasonal. So we wouldn't see things pick up until the end of March, beginning of April, through till May,
okay,
for the beginning of the summer season normally. I mean, then added to that, we've got the pandemic at the moment. Travel has become an issue. Brexit has become an issue, so there are a lot more restrictions on jobs with yachts looking for candidates who are within the area. So if the boat's based in the US, they're not really willing to fly people in. If the boat is based in the Med, they're only looking for those already Med based. So it is making the market a bit difficult at the moment, but we've been busy the whole pandemic. We've been, you know, placing crew on boats for the whole year. We haven't had any issues and we're continuing to help people through to today. So I couldn't see it's going to be a problem, and we have insights that, you know, the summer's going to take off and everything will be fine.
Well, that's positive news at least.
Exactly.
So I'm on most of the yachting forums and you see a lot of greenies commenting on there. So for those that are greenies or those that don't know what a greenie is, can we give a bit of advice to the greenies and let people know what one is?
Yeah, of course. Greenies is the term we use for yacht crew who are new to the industry. So anyone who has hospitality or any kind of experience shore based but wants to take that step into the industry. And we pride ourselves on helping anyone, experienced or new to the industry. So we're actually running an event this month with Wilson Halligan for Green Yacht Crew. So if anyone wants to sign up and do that with us, we'd be happy to offer you more advice.
How do you sign up to that?
The Stew Lounge, yep. If you head over to our Instagram page, also you can reserve a space by emailing info@wilsonhalligan.com.
Yeah, but advice to greenies would be make sure your CV stands out, make sure you've got transferable skills that you can bring to the job role. And then also what we've recommended for a few people at the moment is to perhaps create a short, like 60 second video of yourselves as well.
Okay.
With not being able to travel at the moment, not being able to dock walk and things like that, boats really want to see who you are and how you are, and we think that comes across in video quite well. So it's quite nice to be able to send those over to boats as well when we're recruiting for them. So a bit of a tip there.
I think that's amazing. We've just recruited an apprentice, and part of our like recruitment process was a video. At the moment, you can't meet people face to face, and she did an amazing one. Went to a lot of effort for it, and it was a big part of her getting the job.
Yeah,
so you can, your personality comes across.
Yeah,
in the
exactly. So much better than on a phone call, I think, as well. And you can see how confident someone can be, which is really important.
Good advice for everybody out there. So, Jessica.
Yeah.
You're mainly here because of the blog that you guys have done, a gin-related blog.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell, how has the blog come about? How often is it?
So obviously I'm the office manager, like I said, so I look after like the marketing, social media, and once a month we upload a blog to our website. So some months we'll have blogs with different partners where you can get discount codes. This month we thought it'd be really fun to do a cocktail blog. So so HMS Spirits, we've actually used them as a company for a few years now.
Yeah, we've quite got a few events.
We're all big fans of the gin, so I thought, what better than to make some cocktails with you guys? So
we're not going to give everything away, because we want people to go and look at the blog
and
read a bit about it. But you've chosen five cocktails, which we'll go through.
Yeah.
Who decided on the cocktails?
Well, we put we have a lady who writes the blogs for us.
Yep.
We've been connected with her for a few years now, and she's actually put a poll on social media just so we can make it really relevant to you guys and know what kind of cocktails you
want to drink. And she's actually ex-yacht crew as well, so she's got a good idea of how things were at the time, and we asked her about you know, cocktails for meeting your guests, welcome drinks, all those kind of things.
Yep.
Exciting cocktails for this year. So fingers crossed she picks a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think one of the keys that we kind of focus in on this show is that yachts don't have the hugely expansive bar that other people do because of space. So, like, we do a lot of the classics and a lot of things that can kind of be manipulated and changed to make different tastes. So on that list, we've got a Negroni, a really classic cocktail, nice aperitivo, goes really well, nice bittersweet. You've got the Earl Grey Martini. We made one of those in a previous show, so if you want to go back to the tea show, we've actually got a full masterclass on how to make the Earl Grey Martini. A lavender spritz, again, nice and spring, summer.
Yeah, you've got say it feels really summery.
Yeah, beautiful floral kind of fragrance going through. You've got the French 75. For me, that's just champagne on steroids.
Yeah, that could be a good welcome cocktail, couldn't it, I guess, instead of your champagne.
I think you're certainly going to get the party going relatively quick. It's like a booster, isn't it, to the party? If you're just putting a shot of booze in every glass of champagne,
definitely,
you're speeding things up a little bit. And then we've got the English Garden, which we're going to make as well today. Beautiful spring, summer cocktail. It kind of encapsulates everything summery. You've got elderflowers, apples, cucumber, and you can experiment a bit with the garnishes as well. I know Lucy in our office likes to put a pomegranate in. Looks like a beautiful flower at the back. Yeah,
works
really well. Yeah, we don't have any pomegranates today because Tesco's in Ebony, so I can't show them. But use your imagination, people.
That's okay.
So should we go and make the first one?
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready. You ready?
Jess, you want to help?
I'm ready.
What if I give the instructions and you put it together?
Jess,
you
make
could
the first
do.
One.
Yeah.
Let's I mean, we that. Actually did a team cocktail night, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
I'm expecting big things.
Kelly actually is really good at making cocktails.
So she says, I like to drink them.
Well, why don't you try
it? I'm better at drinking.
Why don't I pass you this and you two make that a bit more fun?
Yeah.
So we're going to do equal quantities, and let's go with a double 50ml shot. We're going to use our HMS Spirits Mary Rose Gin, classic London Dry, juniper lead. We use pink grapefruit in there and rosemary for a nice soft finish.
Yeah.
So let's have 50ml in there.
All the way
to the top. That's it. Don't be shy. There you go. Then we're going to put 50ml of the very famous Campari bitters. I'll get that anyway.
Use this one again,
yeah? Yeah, in it goes. Let's get rid of that.
This is a good aperitif, isn't it? It's a good pre-dinner cocktail.
I knew that was going to happen.
Perfect.
Nice colour.
Yeah.
And then one thing that is not to be scrimped on is the vermouth, because this makes a big difference to it too. So this is Vault Vermouth, made in London, handmade by some guys I know. Batched up, bottle number, so batch 39, bottle 64, really small batch, absolutely beautiful. Let's put in the same amount of that, and I'll get rid of the
fancy,
Campari.
Isn't it?
Let's pop that down there.
Love it when they've got like the batch number, bottle numbers as well.
Do you want to
give
your hand around?
Yeah,
that's it.
Put your guns on it,
Jess.
Yes,
thank you.
Listen to that noise. Sounds like a bottle of wine.
In it goes.
Can't wait to drink this.
Then we'll give that a delicate little stir. Let's get rid of that. Let's give this a little stir.
Do you guys just drink all day, every day in the office?
It's certainly a big part of running a spirits brand, yeah. And then because we go through so many of them, we use these dehydrated ones, which again are great for a yacht. They store for ages. They're really, really pungent. We're going to smell in there.
How long do they last for?
I think they're about 6 to 9 months.
Yeah,
they're in little air sealed containers. Have a taste. Tell us what you think.
Ooh. Quite boozy. Nice, though. Very nice.
Do
you want to try?
It is quite boozy. Let me give this a wipe. There we go. Get ready for the next one.
Right.
So that's the really classic aperitivo style bitter drink.
That
in the
is
Roma.
So like Mediterranean.
Holiday. Like,
yeah.
Sun shining, you sat on your balcony, drink in hand, a few nuts.
And if you like those bitter drinks, but you want it a little bit longer, you can just add some tonic to it or to some soda and just make the drink a little bit longer, put it into a highball glass. So we're going to go for the English Garden.
Okay.
We've pre-garnished as well. Lucy in the office has pre-garnished for us. So this is going to make life easier for everybody.
I'm excited about this.
Do you want to make
this
one?
Are you going to make this one?
Yeah, this looks nice, very picturesque.
So for this one, we're going to use our Elizabeth gin. Our Elizabeth gin is a classic London dry that we've then blended with a natural elderflower distillate at high strength before cutting back.
I love elderflower.
This should be a good one then. Right, so let's go for 50 mils of that.
See if I can get the lid off. That noise.
Nice. 25 mils of, let me get that your way. 25 mils of the Saint-Germain French elderflower liqueur. I'm always surprised that we don't have a British one of those, considering how many elderflowers you've got in Britain. But this one's a French one, really, really beautiful. In it goes.
I like
Thank you.
That.
Yeah, I'll get this out of the way. And then let's go 10 mils of freshly squeezed lime juice. I squeezed that earlier.
How am I going to know 10?
I'll see what this has got, 15 on it, so okay. Just below that line will do. Perfect. Anyway, and then 75 mils of cloudy apple juice.
I reckon this will taste just like summer.
This is really good, especially we need some sunshine now, don't we?
Especially
for those who want more of those.
Oh.
For those that are in Britain like us, winters last quite a long time, don't they?
Yeah.
We're kind of very ready for the summer by now.
Yeah, definitely. And we've locked
down. Let's give that a little stir.
See,
I'm
getting
this. Give it a taste, let me see what you think.
I love the smell of the cucumber as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that tastes like juice.
Refreshing. Honestly, that tastes like juice. You could drink that.
That one's my favourite out of the two.
Is
definitely.
It?
Yeah.
I've got one question to ask, just because you brought it up earlier. Dock walking's a big thing, isn't it, to go and get jobs at the moment?
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, how do people approach that at the moment? Because Brexit's caused issues for Brits, isn't it?
With that. Not just Brexit, but obviously with the pandemic, people don't want you
just random
walking up to them and handing them a piece of paper, so it's really difficult. And then Brexit means that obviously there's issues with visas and things like that with British crew being in Europe and looking for work. So technically they're not supposed to look for work when they're over there on a tourist visa for 90 days. So it is making things difficult. So we're just saying, you know, look from afar, create your video, be available for Zoom calls and Zoom interviews, and we're doing just a lot more of those nowadays, really, because you just can't be there face to face. So make sure your CV stands out.
Yep.
Make sure you've got your little video ready to go. You've got some good references from your shore-based experience if you're green, or from your previous yachting experience if you're not, and then take it from there.
Perfect. Well, guys, that's pretty much it for us. Make sure you check out the Wilson Halligan blog. It's got all the recipes and the methods for the cocktails that they've done. They've been voted for by you guys, so they seem popular on the yachts. We'll be back next week with another guest and some more drinks for you. But until that, keep safe.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.